return to the church calendar, and we gather to celebrate the season of Epiphany, a moment that reminds us of divine revelation and its transformative power. The story of the Magi, wise seekers of truth, is a story of a journey ignited by a revelation, a journey that required faith to follow the unknown. Each of us can be on a journey guided by our own revelations, uniquely crafted by God for us. These epiphanies invite us to grow, to trust, and to believe. This morning, I want to explore two ideas. When I was thinking of Epiphany, these two things came to mind, and it actually came from my theology courses at Union. First, that revelation precedes faith, and second, that each revelation is distinct to each of us. I'll share my epiphany, and then I hope that you will share yours with us. So, the Magi's journey began not with faith, but with a revelation. A star, a phenomenon in the heavens, called them to seek a truth greater than themselves. Their faith was a response to the divine revelation. Paul Tillich describes faith as the ultimate concern, born from the encounter with the revelation. Revelation, he says, is relational, an offering from the divine to humanity. But it must remain mysterious, transcending our full comprehension. This relational nature of revelation is echoed in Karl Mannheim's idea that our ability to understand a revelation is shaped by our culture and history. In other words, revelation doesn't occur in a vacuum. It's always contextual. The Magi, skilled in astronomy and steeped in prophecy, could see the star for what it was, a divine invitation. For us, revelation often comes through ordinary and the unexpected. A conversation, a book as it did for me, a moment of silence. It's something that we cannot manufacture. It's a gift from God. It's only after receiving the revelation that faith begins to take root. John Hick reminds us that revelation is bound to our individual context, allowing each of us to encounter God in ways that we can uniquely understand. Let's consider the Magi again. Their revelation was the star. For the shepherds, it was an angelic proclamation. Both were encounters with the divine, but they were delivered through different mediums tailored to the recipients. In my own revelation in life, it came in unexpected ways. As a child growing up in a rural Texas town, I wrestled with theological questions amidst conflicting messages about faith and my identity. It was much later, after years of searching, that I experienced a profound revelation, a moment when I knew God knew me and loved me as I was. This epiphany shattered the old beliefs and invited me into my new, deeper faith. What about you? How has God revealed himself to you? Perhaps it was through a scripture that spoke directly to your heart, or a moment of clarity in the midst of confusion. These are your stars, your epiphanies, calling you closer to God. Faith is not a static possession, but a journey. The Magi's faith compelled them to follow the star, to leave their comfort zone, and to journey into the unknown. Along the way, they encountered Herod, a man whose faith was rooted in fear rather than revelation, much like we see today. Yet they persevered, trusting in the promise of the star. As Paul Tillich suggests, faith exists in the unknown. It's a process, not a destination. Faith invites us to embrace the mystery and to trust in the one who is guiding us. Like the Magi, we are called to follow where revelation leads, even when the road is uncertain. In today's world, revelation and faith often feel like a countercultural act. We're bombarded with skepticism, individualism, and doubt. Yet it's precisely in this context that revelation becomes so necessary. God continues to reveal himself to us, offering epiphanies that invite us to move beyond fear and into faith. So as we reflect on the journey of the Magi, I invite you to consider your own journey. What star
has placed God before you? What revelation has called you to faith? I want to share another personal epiphany. During a particularly challenging season, I was overwhelmed by doubts about my calling. In prayer, I received a single response, single yet profound revelation. I am not that which you have been told, referring to God. Those words did not erase my challenges, but they gave me the faith to persevere. As I conclude, let us return to the star. The Magi followed it and found the Christ child, the ultimate revelation of God's love for humanity. May we too follow the revelations God places before us and honor those epiphanies with gifts of faith, understanding, and action. Now, I'd like to invite you to share. What has God revealed to you recently? What epiphany has shaped your faith?